Good morning, Tess.
Now, this just sounds incredible, the whole bionic spine thing. How does it actually work?
Yeah, it is very exciting. Well, what cochlear implants have done for hearing loss, we're hoping to achieve for movement disorders. And we've developed a technology that can be implanted through blood vessels to access the brain, which removes risks of surgery associated with performing a craniotomy. And from there, our technology can record thoughts, and we can translate these thoughts into a language that can be used to control wheelchairs, exoskeletons, or prosthetic limbs. And we're hoping that this technology will enable people with paralysis to control these devices in the near future.
Now, I can imagine it's going to take some learning to use once they are able to be used again after having been paralysed for so long. How long do you think it will take for the process to go from being an active, thought-about thing to being subconscious?
Yeah, look, that's a great question, and it will depend largely on the individual. You can think of it much like learning to play the piano or the guitar. Some people will learn very quickly and others may take longer, but there is a training time required.
Now, the device has been trialled on sheep, so what outcomes did you see in those tests?
Well, we were able to implant these devices safely and for periods of greater than 6 months, and the recordings we were getting were of very high quality and of the same quality that other devices that require open brain surgery and removal of the skull we're getting. So we've demonstrated that our technology is safe and also can be very useful.
So for the trial, it's scheduled to happen next year. How many people are undergoing the trial?
Yeah, so we're hoping for late next year. We're not in the process of recruitment yet, but we will be looking for about 3 people in the first in-human trial.
Now, the procedure is apparently it's commonly undertaken to remove blood clots, but how risky is the actual procedure itself, and could nerves be damaged?
No, so the beauty about our technique is that because we're not touching the brain directly, because we're going in through blood vessels, then the brain is protected by these vessels. So one of the main benefits of our technology is the ability to perform these surgeries and get access to the brain in ways that have not been done before.
It sounds fantastic. Now, I was reading if the trials are successful, the device could be used to assist things like epilepsy, OCD and Parkinson's. How long will the trials next year actually be underway for?
That's a great point. I mean, we have access to almost every region of the brain because there's a lot of blood vessels in there, and the ability for us to treat numerous neurological conditions is obviously quite an option. We haven't started looking at many of these yet, but like you were saying, if detection and suppression of seizures in people with epilepsy or treatment of tremors for people with Parkinson's and even deep brain stimulation for depression and post-traumatic stress have been applications that this technology could be used for in the future.
It sounds absolutely incredible. Nick, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks for having me on. Glad to have a chat.